The notebook came from one of the very few shops that she had ever found open in the city. Catherine often examined the stock of books in the hope that one, at least, might be written in a language she understood. And then, on one of her visits, she discovered the small volume with its endless, empty pages. It may not have been what she was looking for, but she immediately realized its potential. She had no means of paying for the book, or for the pencil she found on the cashier's desk. So, she tore out a page and left a note stating her name and address, and she asked to be invoiced. It was the most reckless thing she could remember ever having done, but it quickened her dull senses to be walking out of the shop with the items. There was, she considered, the slightest possibility that somebody might call her back to demand payment. However, Catherine stayed away from the shop for almost 2 weeks. The potential confrontation that she half hoped for very soon frightened her. But she was unrepentant about taking the book. When she eventually returned to the establishment, cautiously, her penciled note was still there, untouched. Like everything else in the shop, indeed, the whole city, it was covered in a fine layer of talc-like dust. By the time Catherine returned to the Novotny Street, she had already half-filled the notebook with her scrap.